Here we go. Let's see what we got. As you know, pick up the book, The Magnetic Project Manager, coming to a store or an online venue towards, or I said for you. So now that we're here, let's see what we can do. First things first, I probably need to turn on another light. Right, let's go. I have a question for you. In the age of instant messaging, constant communication, we're taught or we're advised that conversation is king. But what if I challenged you on that notion and explored a different perspective where documentation is really the true forefront of project management? You know what, family, how I came about this is I was going back over some lessons and things that I've learned along the way, and some of the adage or the sentiment, the information that you would normally hear is conversation is king, or documentation beats conversation. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, that is so true, because documentation always will beat conversation. And family, I wanted to go over my 7-point framework around how documentation beats conversation in project management. Again, how documentation beats conversation in project management. If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I have a 7-point framework, like I told you, and we just go in, and I always, from now to now, I like to throw in a nice little bonus. But the first point is clarity and precision. So when you document versus conversation all the time, the documentation really provides a clear and precise record of the project details, reducing any chance of misinterpretation or from the verbal conversation you've had. And what tends to happen, family, I'm guilty of it. You may be guilty of it. Maybe you don't want to raise your hand right now, and I can't see you, but leave a comment if you fell victim to this. You have a conversation on your project, and the person or the team tells you, "Yep, we got it. We're going to knock that out, such and such." And you say, "Okay," and then you may take a little note and say, "Okay, I'll follow up with them later or whenever." And then when you do circle back with them, you're like, "Hey, how's everything going? Did you get everything accomplished that you said you were going to do?" "Well, you know," and then you're like, "Wait a minute. Well, you know, I thought we agreed." And then you'll have a situation here and there where someone will say, "Well, you know, can you show me the email, or can you show me the chat, or show me where I agreed upon that?" And family, I don't want you to fall prey or victim to making sure that you document when you have an activity or a conversation, whether it's just a regular conversation or even a crucial conversation, because what we need to ensure is that we're providing the proper support. See, I always used to think that so much over documentation would make the team or the stakeholders feel some kind of way. What do I mean by that? Meaning that I didn't trust them. What do I mean by that? Well, that I didn't believe that they could deliver on what they said they could deliver on. What do I mean by that? Basically, what I'm saying to you, family, is having the ability to really trust the process by documenting the conversation that you had is no means, and I do mean this, no means of you trying to micromanage or to say that you don't trust them. You just want to ensure that you have a point of reference to follow up on as you're moving forward. Let's move into point number two. Point number two is reference and accountability. Ooh, that word accountability, that'll make you feel good. Do you see, I had to do a shake, and it's not even cold where I'm at right now. But the point is that when you have written documentation, it serves as a reference point. Do you get where I'm going? Reference point, meaning that helps the stakeholders, as well as it help you out as the project manager to be able to go back and say, "Yeah, I do remember asking someone to do this. Let me go look at the email. Let me go in my sent folders and see if I sent it." And it just really holds people accountable. There's no what I just shared with you earlier. Well, show me where it's documented, or I don't recall saying that. You know, could you show me the evidence of where I said that? Now it's like, you're in court and you have to supply your evidence, and you show up there, as they say in court, it's hearsay. What is hearsay? Meaning hearsay is simply stating that you don't have any documentation. I'll just sum it up. That's the translation I got out of it. Let's move on to point number three, family. Complexity management. Ooh, that's a tough one. Complexity management. See, what if you're a project manager that are leading various projects, sometimes there can be degrees of complexity. And with the different degrees of complexity, documentation offers a structured approach to tracking progress, requirements, and changes, just to ensure nothing, and I do mean nothing, is overlooked. Hey, you're not going to be perfect, but you can be perfect enough to ensure that you deliver on the project that you said you were going to deliver on. Point number four, knowledge transfer. You know, they always talk about this thing called tribal knowledge. What is tribal knowledge? It's basically knowledge that your team has gathered over the time of the project or on previous projects. And when that resource or resources leave, if you don't have any documentation of what was done, you know, I had a manager that once he would say, because he would over-document. I asked him, I said, why do you over-document that much? He said, listen, I live by the bus theory. I said, oh boy, this is going to be, he was an interesting character, so I already knew where this was going. I said, what is the bus theory? He said, listen, when you are a leader, you want to ensure that your team is set up for success. If something was to happen to me, I will want to make sure that the team could still keep moving on. I said, well, it sounds like you're trying to work yourself out a job. He said, not at all. He said, what I'm doing is showing that I trust my team that much that I want to make sure they have the tools in place to be successful. I said, well, you can't argue with that. So basically what I'm saying, family, is having the ability to ensure team members have a smooth onboarding process and quickly understand the project history and status. So by doing that, you ensure that, because on projects, again, you know, I always talk about one of the biggest things that I truly believe, especially in these days and times that we don't discuss, is the resource constraints. And with that being the case, when you have resource constraints, meaning resources may have got bumped to another project because it was a priority over yours, what do you do when that manager offers another resource in their place, and now you gotta have a conversation, and you will feel like you're starting from zero if you didn't have the proper documentation. Point number five, my favorite, and probably gonna be your favorite, legal and compliance. Listen, some industries require a very thorough documentation for legal and compliance purposes. What it does is it really safeguards the project from any potential disputes. So when you have a potential dispute of, hey, well, you know, you never told me this had to be done, or hey, I thought I had another month to knock this out, and you're like, well, no, that's not you. And let me go back. Let's reference the email. Point number six, historical record. Hey, that's very self-explanatory, family, but because I like to over-deliver, I'm going to twist this up a little bit. Listen, if you ever had an opportunity to learn from someone else's mistakes, and I don't really like using the word mistake, so I'll call it areas of opportunity, it really sets you up for success. I mentioned this quote before. Dan Kennedy always talks about following the, basically, look at the pioneers that already done it, because they have arrows in their back. Translation, what that means is there's somebody that's already done what you're doing, so why not get the history of what they've done and what went well and what did not go well, so you don't have to repeat those same mistakes. Point number seven, you know I can't leave out of these points without talking about communication. Say what? Yeah, communication. Communication enhancement. Listen, while documentation definitely plays a vital role, it doesn't replace conversation entirely. I will repeat that again. While documentation does play a vital role, it does not replace the conversation entirely. Uh-oh. But ED, you were just saying that documentation beats conversation. I know you're paying attention and you're right. However, you still need to have that verbal conversation, that verbal agreement, and then take that verbal agreement. Because listen, the verbal agreement or the verbal conversation is basically the foundation, is building the foundation. The documentation is the house on top of the foundation. Ooh, I like that. Because let me tell you why I like that. It's because of the fact that when you are building a house, the first thing you need to do is what? Build a foundation. The foundation is supposed to be the sturdiest, the most durable. At times, I digress on that, but the foundation is supposed to be the baseline for everything, and everything on top of that is what builds upon that in a sense. So family, what I'm saying there is that you need to have a conversation. Just don't, you know, because I remember when I first learned this key concept that documentation beats conversation, I was like, oh, well, I don't even need to talk to you. Send me an email and I'll document that. And I was just going documentation crazy. But what I failed to realize, and which I'm sharing the lesson with you, family, is that you need to have that conversation first to set the stage, to set the foundation. And then you come back and then you provide the actual documentation. Hey, listen, my last and final point here, this is actually a bonus point here. Efficiency gains. What in the Sam Hill mean? What does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. Listen, it is basically when routine information and processes are well documented, it frees up time for more valuable conversations focusing on these three aspects: strategy, innovation, and problem solving. See, family, we can get so caught, as my grandma would say, boy, you're so caught in the weeds, you don't even know what's going on up top. And I'm like, oh boy, here we, grandma had all these sayings. But she had a point though, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, they talk about when you have a business, you know, you can spend so much time in the business that you can't get outside the business to focus on the strategy, to focus on any new innovation, to focus on any potential problem solving, because you're so caught up. And that's the same thing as leading a project. You can get so enthralled. Ooh, I like that word. I don't know where that came from. I'm just messing with you. You get so enthralled in your project that you can miss the opportunity to focus on those three aspects. And of course, there's many more, but these are the three that I actually called out. So family, I'll say this: by strengthening the unique strength of documentation and project management, you will be equipped to strike you'll be equipped to basically deliver a balance between conversation and documentation, and ensuring that your projects run smoothly, efficiently, and you have a reduced margin of error. Listen, nothing is going to be perfect. There is going to be mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. The team is going to make mistakes. Oh, we're not using mistakes. You're going to make areas of opportunities, but how you respond is all that matters. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode as we went live. I wanted to get this out as soon as possible. It was just on my mind that documentation is always going to be conversation, but you need to have conversation in order to ensure that you got proper documentation. Pick up you a copy of the Magnetic Project Manager coming to your store near you. This is an excellent read for any new beginner, intermediate project manager. Advanced, I don't care what level you on. There's one nugget in here for everybody that is interested in this craft that you love, that I love, called project management. Till next time, I'm out.